The following program contains moments of exceptional sophistry. Be warned and be cool.
Give me an F!
F!
Give me a U!
U!
Give me a C!
C!
Give me a K!
K!
What's that spell?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Pass me by, I'll drop in sometime. If you can catch me up, 'cause I'm mobile, yeah. I'm going home, and when I wanna go home, I go mobile. You know I'm gonna find a home, and we'll see how it feels going mobile. Keep me moving. About pollution, I'm an air-conditioned gypsy. That's my solution. Watch the police and the taxman miss me. I'm mobile. I'm mobile. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Peter Hellevans on harmonica. Mouth organ.
Yeah, mouth organ, harmonica, it's all rock and roll to me. Pete Townsend opened the show with Going Mobile, which I think is mobile in American. I don't know. I'm an American. I'm Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And thank you for coming back. Thank you for checking us out if you're a first-timer. I hope and trust that if you're in one of those parts of the world where you, every 6 months, give or take 2 months, you have to fuss with all of your clocks, you did that because Sunday morning we lost an hour somewhere. Or we gained an hour. We shoved the clocks back an hour so we could sleep longer, but it's dark out earlier because it's winter up here in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, I don't know what you've got. I know all the Americans run down to Australia just to flush toilets. And given the fact that we're just a couple of days shy of the most pathetic election known to humanity, I think that sums us up pretty damn well. We got lots of rock, lots of blues, lots of Billy, lots of funk, and a huge tribute, I mean huge, to Mr. Chuck Berry. That's coming up a little bit later on. What's coming up right next? Let's start it all off with some sonic distortion right here on the galaxy's most unbelievable pop culture channel, GetThePointRadio.com.
Take away this ball and chain. spent all my money. I've been drinking since 2:30. Well, I'm waiting there in the morning, or maybe in the county jail. Times are hard, getting harder. I'm gonna lose, and destined to fail. Take it away.
honey, 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 oh, honey, just the one, just the one, number one, if no one's good for you.
I said, an old man ain't nothing in the USA. In the Orient, where the old man is the wise man, all the people kowtow when the old man walked by. But in the USA, where the young man knows how to wheel and deal, the young man got that sex appeal, the young man is the man of the hour. 35 years of purchasing power, and an old man today ain't nothing in the USA.
Got nothing in the world these days. I said, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. You know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. You know, nowadays, is the old man. He's got all the money. And a young man, he ain't got nothing in the world these days.
Roger. That was the Ooh, Young Man Blues. The man who wrote Young Man Blues sang Old Man Blues right before that. That was Mose Allison. Kim Lenz and her Jaguars preceded with Trust No One. I think that's what it says on our coins, right? Before Kim, the Sex Pistols' Submission, we open the set with Sonic Distortion, Ball and Chain. literally about 2 hours after I decided I want to play that tune, I dropped it off my little folder there of music to play. I was with my daughter, Adrian, and we were driving off to see the debut, the premiere of Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange has always been one of my favorite characters, arguably my favorite. You know, Benedict Cumberbatch, man, there's no shortchanging him. He's phenomenal. But if you haven't seen it yet, let me make two suggestions. Number one, if you can, go to an IMAX 3D theater. I normally don't care for that crap. Sometimes it really bothers me, but this time it's well worth it. Number two, The Cloak of Levitation deserves an Oscar. Mark my words, we've gotten a little feedback from folks saying, whatever happened to that little contest you ran? You know, the ones where there were no prizes and nobody really won, so it really wasn't much of a contest. We missed that! Okay, we're going to play a half dozen rockabilly tunes for you. And you're going to tell me what they all have in common. And if you don't, yeah, I'll tell you anyway, you know that. We're going to start with a cover of a classic, arguably the most important rockabilly tune ever. You don't want to get in the way here. You don't want to step on anybody's shoes, I'll tell ya. Well, actually, I'll only tell you in about 11 seconds.
Mike, go!
They were playing a song about masturbation.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, baby.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Get ready now, don't you step on the blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. You can knock me down, slap in my face, slam my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off.
You're gonna drink it at the end.
about sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. I was drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was, what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? Well, it's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire and make your kidney scream. Oh, it sure is fine. Yeah, we was having ourselves one of them real good times. But you know every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friend. Sure enough, he wants to fight. Yeah, he's gonna whip everything in sight. Well, he took him a big cold swallow of beer and he walked over and spit in my Mexican friend's ear. Sure enough, that made my buddy real mad. That's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big long switchblade knife. Quick as a whistle, he began to slice. And that big mean drunk stood back, his face full of tears, looking down at the floor, one of his ears. He cut that thing off even with a sideburn. You might say the little Mexican feller, he just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. Bent over and with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. He said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way." That's what I heard him say. And I said, "Barmaid, set us up around that Colorado Kool-Aid. While you're up there, bring this big fella here a box of Band-Aids. Now let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas and decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid and maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, better make damn sure you got your knife-proof earmuffs. Hey, ain't that right, big man?" I said, "Ain't that right, big man?" "Ah, hell, he can't hear. Not on this side, anyway. He ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us all a big tall glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it?" "How you doing, big man? Still got your ear there in your hand?"
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you'll cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry. You're gonna cry, and you cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry. At night to wait till you come in. You stay a little while and then you're gone again. If
if a question that I ask, I get a lie, lie, lie. Or if a lie you tell, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. When your fickle love gets old, no one will care for you. Then you'll come back to me for a little love, that's true. I'll tell you no, and then you'll ask me why. When I remind you of all of this, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you want me then. It'll hurt when you think of the fool you've been. You're gonna cry, cry, cry.
Behind the bar, don't be afraid, I'll do you no harm.
right, did you figure it out? I think you only needed to get about two, maybe three of the performers before you said, oh, geez, is that what it is? Come on. Well, that's what it is. Six terrific Billy tracks. The first by Johnny Rivers. Blue Suede Shoes. The second by Johnny Men and the Tornadoes. Chickaloo. That's not to be confused with the fast food chain that isn't open on Sundays. The third track was from Johnny Paycheck, and now everybody gets it. That was Colorado Kool-Aid from Mr. Paycheck. Johnny Cash followed with Cry, Cry, Cry. Johnny Legend followed with Soaking the Bone. Boy, that sounds salacious, doesn't it? Or maybe that's just how my brain works. Closed with the Johnny Burnett Trio all by myself. My admiration for Mr. Burnett is unending. Okay, we're going to funk things up a little bit. Some really groovy tunes coming up here. Starting off with a little George Clinton's Parliament. And that's going to fall in your lap in... this time, let's say 14 seconds.
Mike, go!
This is me. I'm the one.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Bye.
weep just would you so? The debts you make you'll have to pay. Can you get to that?
With mixed emotion, all the good times we used to have. But you were making preparations for the coming separation, and you blew everything we had.
When you base your life on credit, and your loving days are done, checks you sign with the love and kisses later come back, sign insufficient funds.
Sign with the love and kisses later come back. Sign insufficient funds. How can you get to that, y'all?
Can you get?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that.
You whispered me the secret to success, but words mean nothing, money even less. In the end, who can judge if you win or you fail? My body may be weary, but my soul, it ain't for sale. I was born a penny, ain't gonna be no dime. Trying to change me is just wasting your time. I'm holding on to this simple life of mine. I was born a penny, and I ain't gonna be no dime. Of the ghost in my head and the spirits in my soul. When I see that looking glass sitting on the shelf, it looks just fine to me, and I wouldn't be nobody else. I was born a penny, I ain't gonna be no dime. Trying to change me is just wasting your time.
My own damn life to live. I got to be funky. funky. Oh, Lord. Got to be funky. Sing along for me. Funkity funk, funkity funk, funkity funk, devil the funk. Funkity funk, funkity funk, funkity funk, not devil the funk. Funkity funk, funkity funk, funkity funk, devil the funk. Mama told daddy before I was born, coming, gonna have a lots of fun. We gonna make pretty women jump and shout. And funky music, what he's all about. Listen, it's got to be funky. Hey, baby, it's got to be funky. What you got to understand? Every man got to get on. Law. Show nothing, gotta be funky. Funkity funk, funkity funk, funkity funk, devil the funk. Funkity funk, funkity funk, funkity funk, the devil the funk. Funkity funk, funkity funk, funkity funk, devil the funk. Funkity funk, funkity funk, Mississippi funk.
Funk Odie Funk. You know, you try saying that five times fast on broadcast radio, nobody would do it. Nobody would do it. You'd lose your job if you funked that up. A lot of disc jockeys with skinny ties clicking their heels and saying there's no place like home. Before Bobby, Shamikia Copeland. That's two Chicagoans in a row. Born a Penny. Sly Stone teamed up with Ann Wilson, Everyday People. Before that, oh my, still another Chicagoan, Mavis Staples. Can you get to that? And as promised, we opened with Parliament Flashlight. Let's see, three Chicagoans, five performers. Did you see the footage of my friends in Grant Park? 2 million of them. Plus another between 2 and 3 million along the parade route honoring the Cubs. I'll tell you something. Okay, I've only waited two-thirds of a century for this. I can't say some folks have waited 108 years because I don't know if there's anybody around who waited 108 years and lived to tell about it. But it sure helped getting my mind off of this rancid election. Hope it did that for you. Not the world's biggest sports fan, but the right thing at the right time never fails. And because we'll do anything for a set theme. If you've got a doggy and there's a lot of frothing at the mouth and you probably don't want to touch the doggy, have him listen to this next set. You've got 9 seconds to find him.
Mike, go!
I've forgotten your fucking name now.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Sweet Bay came to town one day and her like a movie queen. Well, my baby saw me looking at her. She must have read my thoughts, 'cause she took me down to a bank in town. Locked me in that vault, you better call that dog truck man, 'cause there's a mad dog loose in your town. Well, I had Lulu and the money too. Man, I had a free. Till one day they swayed my way. I melted like hot cheese. I told my heart quit acting smart. You know who you belong to. But it talked right back, said, listen, Jack, I'll flutter if I want to. You better call that dog truck man, 'cause there's a cur dog loose in your town. I'm telling you right now, you better call that dog truck man, 'cause there's a prowling dog in this town. Well, it's dog eat dog when it comes to love, and I'm hard to beat. I wanna be fair, but I declare the girls all think I'm sweet. I talk a lot about what I've got, but some things I don't tell. But when a dog walks by and winks her eye, I jump right up and yell, you better call that dog truck man, 'cause there's a howling dog in this town.
Grab a girl, make a woman shudder. A man's dog is fast with all his might. He won't. Down the way, well, I'm holding. darling, can't you see? I'd be like, tell me what you're rocking me. Dancing on my feet, and dance I can. The bad man dog is on me. The young man, bad dog. Bad dog coming down the way.
I should have played some Joe Cocker. And that's not a Cocker doggy thing. Joe had this phenomenal tour very early on in his career with Leon Russell called the Mad Dogs and Englishmen Tour. Great double set live album came out of that. Long time since I've even listened to it. Boy, I loved it, and I should listen to it some more, which means I'm going to probably force a little of that down your throat. No, really, it's just down your ears. We opened with Rocky Billy Ford. Wonder what he drives. Mad Dog in Town. Jacko and the Tear Jerks. Mad Dog 2020. John Entwistle, because, you know, we just can't play enough from Who people today. That was Mad Dog. And if you're looking for a different sort of Mad Dog, there's Johnny Winter doing Mad Dog. Yeah, a week or two ago, a guy often referred to as the father of rock and roll, Mr. Chuck Berry, suffered his 90th birthday with the announcement that he cut a new album and it'll be out in a few months, which I think is really cool. Let's forget a little bit about the father of rock and roll bit, because Maury Povich couldn't sort out that particular paternity suit. But Lord knows he was there from just about the very beginning. Last week we played some rock and roll roots. This week we're just gonna do us some Chuck Berry. We're gonna have a bunch of covers of his classic tunes and a bunch of his versions of his classic tunes. Maybe there's one or two tracks here you haven't heard. Certainly not for a while. I think you're going to enjoy it, but you're going to have to wait 13 seconds.
Mike, go!
Yeah! Who the fuck are you?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Said the joint was right, going round and round. What a crazy sound. And the nail stopped running till the moon went down. Oh, well, the sound is so sweet, I had to take me a chance. I rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. I started moving my feet, yeah, to grab in my hand. Crazy sound, and the needle stopped rocking till the moon went down. All right.
myself asleep. I thought I saw my future bride fogging up the street. I shouted to the driver, hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her. I'm getting off the bus. Nettie, honey, is that you? Honey, is that you? It seems like every time I catch it with you, you up to something new. I saw her from the corner when she turned on the back. She started walking towards a coffee-colored Cadillac. I was pushing through the crowd, trying to get to where she's at. Campaign shouting like a southern diplomat. I said, Nadine, honey, is that you? Yeah, babe. It seems like every time I catch up with you, you up to something new. Yeah, babe. $20 to catch that yellow cab, Nadine. Honey, is that you? I'm okay, Nadine. Little girl, is that you? It seems like every time I catch it with you, you got something else to do. Yeah, and she moves around like a wave of summer breeze. Go drive. Traffic like a mounted cavalier, leaning out the window, trying to make her hear. Nadine, little girl, is that you? Oh, Nadine, is that you? It seems like every time I catch you with you, you got something else to do. That you. It seems like every time I got you with you, up to something new. It seems like every time I got you with you, up to something new.
As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive. Gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car that'll eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line. And I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down rag. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a Continental spare and a wire chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air condition. I want automatic heat. And I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Yes, I'm gonna get that car, and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. I want 4 carburetors and 2 straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote.
Slow down, the Jaguar. Keep cool as a Thunderbird 4. 10-mile stretch on an Indiana road. When a sky blue Jaguar and a Thunderbird 4. Jaguar sitting on 99. Trying to beat the bird to the county line. Just a half a mile from Newtonville. Had a speed sign sitting at the top of the hill. Said 35 miles and stay in line. But the Jaguar and Thunderbird never made the sign. Slow down, the Jaguar. Keep cool as a Thunderbird 4. Was a real small town, had 109 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the sheriff wise, told him park down in Dudenville and catch him guys. Sheriff laid low, half hid in the weed. Parked for 8 days, didn't nobody speed. All of a sudden, dust rose on the road. Said, here come the Jaguar and Thunderbird Ford. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird Ford. Sheriff double clutch second, put him in third. Took right out at the Jaguar and Thunderbird. He knew he'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he caught him before he crossed that county line. Sheriff never drove his car 100 flat, but if he aimed to get him, he had to do more than that. Crested the hill, he's got a yard behind. It wasn't but 2 miles to the county line. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird Ford. Old Sheriff was counting on it down the grade. With the tailwind pushing, and he had it made. Thunderbird saw the sheriff gain his speed and waved goodbye. Jaguar pulled in the lead. Jaguar said, you ain't won the race yet. Pulled back around the bird like a saber jet. Sheriff front bumper was a yard behind when the T-Bird Jaguar crossed the line.
I saw her coming down the aisle. I got the wiggles in my knees when she looked at me and sweetly smiled. Oh, there she is again, standing over by the record machine. Yeah, she's looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. And she's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I was thinking, she's in the mood, no need to break it. I got a chance, I ought to take it. She'll dance, we can make it. Come on, Queenie, let's shake it. I said, go, go. Yeah, she's looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. And she's too cute to be a maiden on a 17. Well, meanwhile, I was thinking, if it's a slow song, well, I'll admit it. If it's a rocker, that'll get it. If it's good, she'll admit it. Come on, Queen, let's get with it. I said, go, 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 little Queen.
good night.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she can hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. And drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I need to move to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me.
John Lennon once said that they don't really have to call it rock and roll. They could just call it Chuck Berry. I think he was on to something there. We opened with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers covering Round and Around. Dion covered Nadine. Chuck himself came in for No Money Down. Peter Tosh, Johnny Be Good. Wonderful rendition. Chuck came back for Jaguar and Thunderbird. Doesn't that sound like the name of like a 1970s Stephen J. Cannell TV cop show? It does to me. They missed a bet on that one. The Trugs followed with Little Queenie. Chuck is back with Woodpecker. Of course he would be. And Alvin Lee and 10 Years After came in there with Roll Over Beethoven. Might be his most covered tune. Hard to say. And Chuck brought up the rear and the middle and the beginning with, of course, rock and roll music. How else do you end that set? Thank you, Chuck. We're looking forward to your new one. Time for the big rant. I've been doing this, some version of this, ever since Tricky Dicky's second administration. So if you've heard it before, well, maybe I'll be wittier about it now, although it's hard to be, because as I have kept on saying incessantly, this is the most hideous election imaginable. And I don't even know if it'll be over on Tuesday. If you're listening to us after Tuesday, maybe you know. But here's the important thing, and this is critical. You have to get out there and vote. Get off your ass, get on your feet, march over to the polling place, and pick a candidate. Notice I did not say pick a winner. That's not your job. But you have every right to write in Howdy Doody's name. But that's a waste. If that's all you're going to do, it literally means no difference. One of those two candidates, Mrs. Clinton or Mr. Trump, are going to be our next president. Pick one who best represents your values and your future, not your fears. Anymore and I'll be editorializing, and this is the one time I'm not, other than to say, if you're an American, it is your responsibility to get out there and vote. Equal time will not be granted to idiots who disagree with that one. I'm Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. We will be back next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel. Ah, Steve Goodman and his pal and my former neighbor, Jethro Burns. Take us to Sweet Home Chicago.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. It's one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. It's root, root, root for the home team. And if they don't win, what else is new? And it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Play it, Jethro.
Episode of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
He sure got some funny ideas about fun.
You bet my sweet ass.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Get the Point Radio.